Amen. 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 Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Amen. We have people in the sanctuary that are coming in the door, but good morning to everybody who is out there on YouTube and on Facebook. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. Glorious Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're in the house of the Lord. Some of us are here physically, but online. Shake off those cares right now. Amen. Amen. So that our hearts and minds are prepared that we can hear the Lord's word this morning. Amen. Because we know a word can what? Transform and renew your mind. Right? A word can create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you. A word can turn around whatever's going on in your life right now. The power of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. So let's be glad and joyous that we are in the house of the Lord. Amen. 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 If we can all rise, I will open us up with prayer, and then I'm going to go to our scripture for this morning, which will be in Isaiah 55. But first, let us pray. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for, hallelujah, keeping this house in operation, that your word could go forth every week. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we are a place that people, when they're out there lost, they can come through those doors and hear your word. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you right now. Lord, create in us a clean heart. Make our hearts good ground this morning, that we would receive the word that you have prepared for us. Thank you, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Anoint our reverend this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch him right now, that out of his mouth comes your word, and your word is explained, and your word is received. Hallelujah. Prepare our ears this morning, Christ Jesus. Prepare our hearts. Prepare our minds. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, that we would hear, hallelujah, and we would be transformed. Christ Jesus, this day, we ask that you would comfort the families that have suffered losses throughout this nation, but also particularly those in Buffalo, that yesterday was just a regular day, and today is a day of loss. Comfort those families right now. And Lord Jesus, save the soul of the man who did it, that he would be a witness, even if it's in jail, of hallelujah, how you can cast out those spirits. Save his soul, oh Lord. And help us all that as we go through the situations in life, we would not turn to our flesh. We would not turn to our own power. But we would turn to you, Christ Jesus. If we're stressed, we would seek you. If we're hurting, we would seek you. And we thank you, Christ Jesus, for you've said, I will always be there. Hallelujah. Lord, you will never leave us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Christ Jesus. Thank you for that promise. Hallelujah. That all we have to do is seek you, because you didn't go anywhere. Hallelujah. So peace be still in the lives of every single person in this sanctuary and every single person who is watching online and those who watch later on tape. Peace be still in our lives, that we would receive your precious word. We're waiting for you, Christ Jesus, to talk to us and minister to us. And we thank you for your love in allowing us another day to hear and receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Let us remember, even with the things that happen in this world, we should what? Pray for our enemies, right? Right? Let the Lord save. Think of the miracle that would happen if someone who's filled with what he was filled with, if the Lord saved him. And how many prisoners would be exposed to someone who saved? And they would seek the Lord first. Amen? Amen. 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 I'm going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 55. I'm going to be reading from verses 6 through 11. Isaiah 55, 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Amen, amen, amen. The Lord has laid it out for us. Amen. His way. And right now, his way is to have his word delivered to us this morning. So I'm going to step out of the way, call up our Reverend Curitan. Let's prepare our hearts and minds for the word that God has put in his soul to deliver to us this morning. Amen. Amen.
Since we're standing, amen, why don't we just give the Lord a praise this morning, amen? Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, oh Lord. Come on, just 2 minutes, go with me. I will exalt thee. Come on, that's all it is to the song, one line. I will exalt thee. Come on, you know it already. I will exalt thee. You are my God. Okay, I forgot there was one more line you gotta learn. I will exalt thee. And I will exalt thee. And I will exalt thee. You are my God. One last time. I will exalt thee. And I will exalt thee. Open your heart. I will exalt thee. You are my God. Praise the Lord, saints. You may be seated. Amen. Good morning and good morning. Good morning to those that are with us in the sanctuary. Good morning to those that are joining us on the live stream today. Amen. I'm going to start this morning, amen, just with a quick question, just stopping by where the pastor left us last week, just stopping by Luke chapter 1 in the presence of the angel Gabriel and Mary, the mother of Jesus. And this morning, instead of joining Mary in her home, I'll just ask a similar question that Mary was posed with last week. I'm going to ask it here in the sanctuary, ask it to those of you in your home this morning. And the question is simply this, are you highly favored? Amen. Just a quick question. We're just stopping by where the pastor left us last week. And just a quick question for the body of believers joining us here today, joining us not necessarily in the same situation that Mary was in, but we're in the present and we're in this right now moment. And so I'm just asking you that so we can get started. Are you highly favored? Amen. And you know, if it wasn't for the COVID regulations, it might have been an interesting sermon illustration if I just asked you to stand up
and I just asked you to think and look around the room. And I said, you know what? Go and sit next to someone that you think might be highly favored. Amen. Amen. Because when we think of somebody being, if we're not sure about ourselves, we always know one saint that we feel, well, let me go next to them because I know they're definitely highly favored. Amen. If we weren't social distancing, maybe we'd try that exercise. And you know what? There's some that jumped right in when I asked the question. There's some saints that were right on point, and they said, well, yes, man of God, since you asked, I do want you to know that I am blessed and highly favored. I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. Culturally, for some of us, that's our response. Amen. No doubt, no hesitation. We jump right in. Amen. It's how through tradition we have been raised to respond. Amen. But still, I'll ask you that question one more time this morning. Are you highly favored? Amen. And I ask you again because I also know that for many, this will bring a pause in our spirit. Amen. We have a desire for God's favor, but there's a hesitation because we may not be pure like Mary. Amen. We have a desire for God's favor, but there's hesitation because we don't feel God's presence. We don't see an angel in the midst like Gabriel. Amen. We have a desire for God's favor, but there's hesitation because we're so locked into our plans that we're not sure if God's plan fits into our schedule. Amen. Glory to his name. Come on, let's take a moment. Will you pray with me? Father God, we humbly come before you on this morning. Our thoughts are towards you now. We have gathered in this place and on the live stream, Lord, that in your presence, we might be transformed into the person you created us to be. We desire of you what we cannot obtain on our own. We have no words, no wealth, nor wisdom to match the favor that you have available to us when we open our hearts to you. So, Father God, enter in today, forgive us and receive our repentance. Raise us up to heavenly places. Allow us to see ourselves the way you see us when we abide in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, bless our time together this morning and allow the bread of life to satisfy our souls. We love you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So listen, let's take some time and let's look to the word of the Lord for his people, to the word of the Lord for his people today. We're going to be in the book of Revelations. And when you make your way to the book of Revelations, we're going to go to the third chapter. And once you're there, we'll be in the third chapter and the 14th verse. And here in Revelations 3, in the beginning at the 14th verse, we find this letter that was written to the church in Laodicea. And in many Bibles, it's printed in red, indicating that these words were spoken by Jesus. And here in the 14th verse, it records Jesus as saying to the angel of the church in Laodicea, write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say I am rich, I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you, I advise you to buy from me gold, this is Jesus speaking, gold refined in the fire so you can become rich and white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. Verse 19, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. Amen. We find Jesus commissioning a letter to be written to the church in Laodicea. And Jesus speaks these words to Laodicea because while the world viewed this city to be blessed and highly favored, in that sermon illustration, the world would have gone and sat next to them. Amen. But Jesus instead has a warning and a word of correction. Let's read it again. In verse 14, Jesus establishes his authority for what he's about to say. He says, to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the ruler of God's creation. Jesus makes it clear that he's speaking as the Son of the living God. And then he says in 15, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Now, I'll pause to let you know that one of the things he says, I'm about to. This has not occurred. Amen. God has not left us nor forsaken us. Amen. But he's making a case here. And by calling them lukewarm, Jesus speaks to the spiritual indifference of the Laodicean church. A cold congregation would have indicated that they had not yet heard the word. They had not heard the gospel or the good news. While a hot congregation would have been actively led by the Holy Spirit. But this lukewarm people that had once been hot for the things of God had now become indifferent to their call. Amen. We get to verse 17 and 18 and Jesus gets right to the issue. He points to their error and then he counsels. He advises towards a better path. 17, he says, you say I am rich. I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich and white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. In other words, Jesus pointed out that the Laodicean church was so focused on acquiring what they needed on the earth that they had nothing for what they would need in eternal heaven. Amen. Jesus pointed this out earlier in Matthew 6, 19 and 21. There he said, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Colossians 3 and 2 said it this way. It said, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Amen. So Jesus is saying these things that we sometimes focus on the earth, these things that we seek to acquire while we're here. Amen. That will not purchase us a thing when it's time for us to go to heaven. Amen. He said, I trade in other things. I trade in the spiritual gifts, which I am offering to you now. Jesus is making this offer and he's saying, if you would focus on those things, that is my advice. That is my counsel for you. Amen. Now, even with this being made plain, all was not lost for the Laodicean church. And because of verse 19, neither is it lost for you and I who may enter a season of being lukewarm. In verse 19, Jesus says, though to those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Amen. So listen, the Laodicean letter was not written for Jesus to complain about us and tear us down. Amen. This was not Jesus on a rant. This was not Jesus telling us everything about ourselves. Amen. Listen, there's no petty grudge that God holds against you. Amen. God knew that many of us would have a lukewarm season, and so he sent a word so that his favor could still reach us and that we would still know him for who he is. Amen. Listen, no matter where we are, no matter how much life we've gone through, no matter how much we've messed up, God's anointing does not run out. God will restore you, he will equip you, and he will move you into your purpose. Amen. God's anointing does not run out. God's favor does not run out. Amen. Listen, this is the encouragement and the truth that we had from Isaiah 55 and 11. He says, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish that which I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So the favor that God spoke over you when you were hot for him, where you were hot in the spirit, when you were listening to his call before you got lukewarm. Amen. The favor that you knew that God had toward you has not run out. God has not taken it. Amen. But his word has been spoken over you and it will achieve the purpose that he has for it. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 20. Jesus says this to Laodicea, and he says it to us today. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. Amen. The New Living Translation says it this way. He says, verse 19, I correct and discipline everyone I love, so be diligent and turn from your indifference. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. Amen. Those who are victorious will sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne. Amen. Jesus is saying, listen, open the door, allow me in. He says, we will share a meal together as friends. And guess what? God is bringing the meal. Amen. Glory to God. God is bringing the provision. Amen. For your friendship and your fellowship with him. Amen. God is bringing the meal and he's not coming in to sit with you as adversaries, but he says, I come to sit with you as friends. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. How many of us, if we were in an argument with our best friend, with one of our buddies, right? But they showed up and listen, we knew we were wrong, but they show up at the door. Glory to God. They're knocking with a bucket of fried chicken, amen, sides of collard greens, sweet potatoes, glory to God. Come on, what? Listen, he says, anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he's saying to the churches. For the believer who will hear this correction, Jesus offers a victorious seat with him next to the Father in heaven. For the believer who will hear this correction, Jesus announces favor over your life. Christ is knocking at the door. He has come to us. He has found us. And our decision is to open the door or to turn him away. And so what are some of these reasons why we might remain lukewarm with such an offer? And sometimes I think maybe it's because we're thinking that our own plan is working. Amen. Maybe it's because, listen, we're just doing what everybody else in Laodicea is doing. Amen. We're just hanging out like everyone else. Maybe it's because we don't quite understand the benefits of abiding in the presence of the Lord. So for this, God speaks wisdom through His Word. Amen. Proverbs 16:3, He's saying, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Isaiah, back to Isaiah 55, in the 9th verse, it says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Amen. God makes it clear that He has a better plan for us than what we can come up with on our own. Amen. And it's in His plan that we are highly favored for the assignment that He will give us. Amen. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on unto your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Isaiah 45:5. I am the Lord. There is no other God. I have equipped you for the battle, though you don't even know me. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, Deacon McCoy, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God, so that you and I may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Amen. Psalm 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. John 15:11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. These things I have spoken. Amen. Listen, as I get ready to close, I was thinking about this lukewarm attitude this week and why we sometimes hang on to it, even though God has so much more planned for us. And I thought about how sometimes we're afraid to move into the favor of God because we're hesitant that we might get pulled into the work of God. Meaning that if the rest of the saints find out that we're highly favored, and please don't let the pastor find out that we might be a little bit highly favored, amen. Don't let him find out that we're on fire for the Lord, because if they know, then we might just get pulled to serve in His kingdom. Amen. And then our own plans might have to change. Amen. Let me put it to you this way. Sometimes we feel a pull to go further with the Holy Spirit, but then that might mean that we have to go to church every week. Glory to God. If we go further with the Lord, then everything changes. We go from cold to hot. But sometimes instead of going further, we settle down. We were hot for the Lord, but now we're settling down. And when we settle down, instead of becoming highly favored, we become lukewarm. And we're no longer useful for our spiritual assignment. Amen. Maybe we're not sure how we came to this lukewarm place in our lives, but we remember a point. We remember that point when we were just about to go all in with Jesus, but we stopped. And because we stopped, maybe we think we lost our chance. Maybe we think that it's all over with Jesus. We can't get back to that place again. Maybe we think we messed it up. And listen, yes, we messed it up. We've fallen short of God's glory. But not so far that God cannot see us and reach us. I say to you today that although we may have gone to a lukewarm place, Jesus has found you and He is knocking on the door. And the question is, will you open your heart and let Him in? Will you open? On your own, Will you accept Jesus Christ into your life through faith right now? Will you accept grace for your mistakes and allow God's love to come rushing in? Listen, the doors of the church are open. God's church. The doors are open now. In God's word, 2 Corinthians 6 and 2, he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the time, the day of salvation. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that the world should not perish. If you would believe in him, whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. He didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him would be saved. He didn't write the letter to the church of Laodicea that they would be condemned, but that through Jesus Christ, they would be saved. As a believer in Jesus Christ's Son, God's Son, salvation comes your way and makes right the relationship between you and your Creator. As a believer, God's grace is available when you fall short. Revelation 3, Jesus said this in verse 19, I correct and discipline everyone I love. So be diligent and turn from your indifference. Every believer must repent and believe in the faith that God will forgive them for their indifference. If you haven't made that decision, I'm asking you today, will you make it now? Amen. Whatever hesitancy you have, will you move past it? And will you make a decision in faith to follow Jesus Christ? Listen, if you would like to receive Christ today, let's pray this prayer together. Dear Lord, I know that I am not in right relationship with you. I have been lukewarm to the call you have placed over my life, and I need forgiveness that only you can provide. I receive the covering of grace right now to call on the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And so right now I am believing in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that you sent Jesus because you love me, and that in his earthly ministry, his shed blood, his death, and his resurrection, that fully provided for my forgiveness. Glory to his name. Listen, if you accepted that call of salvation today, receive it in faith and know that it is done. The Holy Spirit is with you now, and you have moved closer to God, and God has moved closer to you. And in this journey, you're not meant to be alone. So listen, call us. If you're on the line today, call us at 215-748-4578. If you're in the sanctuary now and you desire this prayer, amen, you can stand where you are. You can raise your hand and we will attend to you. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, on the stream, go to our website, go to our contact us page. Check the box that I'm interested in becoming a Christian. Leave a short message. Amen. And someone from our team will contact you to discuss how you can make these steps in your Christian journey. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the time that we had here this morning. Amen. Glory to God. We give him praise. Come on, saints. Come on, let's not give him a lukewarm praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, but with the breath that he's given us in our lungs. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, oh God. Oh, we'll lift you up today, oh God. Hallelujah. We'll receive you in our hearts, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God, we bless you right now. Hallelujah. We give you all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. God, we're thankful for you in our life today. Hallelujah. God, we may not have spoken to you for some time. We may have walked away from you, oh God. But God, we've received you in grace. Hallelujah. We receive your favor right now. God, hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we run back to you right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Glory to your name, oh Lord. Glory to your name, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Someone right now, oh God, they want to praise you, oh Lord, but their body is not strong, oh God. There's sickness in them now. So God, we pray healing right now in the name of Jesus. God, remove sickness so that we might heal. Hallelujah. That we might praise you right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, fill our lungs. Give us strength right now, oh God, that we might do your will even on this earth right now, oh God. Father, come in our homes right now. Whatever's not right in our home right now, God, settle it in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we pray right now. Grant peace. Bring peace in our heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, oh Lord. Father, we love you and we bless you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We receive your favor in this place. Oh, we love you, oh God. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Abide in us right now, oh God. This our prayer today. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Didn't I tell you there was a good word coming this morning? Let that word just rest on your heart. Hallelujah. Let it rest on us. Let us be hot. Amen. Amen. We are going to transition to the next part of our service, which is offering time. Not good enough. Offering time. Amen. Amen. If you want to get excited about offering time, think about all that's been offered and received by you. Amen. Amen. That'd be something to shout about all the time. Amen. So for those of you that are in the sanctuary and for those of you that are online, there are four ways to give. The last way would be in here. But the three ways to give for those of you who are not physically present, you may give by text message. Text the code Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, 61, to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions for how to give. You can give through our website. You can go to taylortabernacle.com/giving. And so it's all one word, taylortabernacle.com/giving, and follow the instructions on the website. You may give by U.S. mail. You can send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Finally, for those of you who are here in the sanctuary, we have the baskets for the speaker's offering and for tithes and offering, which are right there by the side door. At the end of service, we will open the side door and you can leave your offering as you are on your way out. Amen? Amen. Now I want to cover our announcements. The pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us for the reopening of the church. Right? We've had several months where we have been here physically as well as online. And it's wonderful to see everybody. The live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube. So you can continue to join us remotely from home, or you can come here. But if you decide to come here, please, if you're not feeling well, don't come in. Not to be rude, but just don't come in. And bring a mask. Amen. We have some extra masks, but bring a mask. Let's be prepared. COVID is not over yet, right? We're getting there. We also, we want to look out for the health of everybody, including ourselves. Amen? Amen. Now, another good thing, if you are planning on attending, the church van is back in service. Amen? Our brother Sean Kimball is transporting folks, but you need to reach out to him via the website. I'm sorry, you need to reach out to him directly or via the website by Friday to indicate that you need to come on Sunday morning. Amen? Amen. Because when there's multiple people, he's got to make several stops. He has to set a timetable. So let's let Brother Sean know well enough in advance so that he can make the appropriate arrangements to get everyone and bring them to the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Turning the Tide, our spring fundraising campaign. May marks the start, just the start, of Turning the Tide's spring fundraising campaign. First Lady Jemai Ford has been working hard with the Tide staff, partners, and volunteers to get as many Tide programs up and running. And if you recall what the pastor said a couple weeks ago, there's a lot of people that know our church through the Computer Center, through what we are offering to this community. Amen? So to do, you know, to get everything up and running, Tide requires financial support. And we're asking everyone in Taylor Nation to financially support the Turning the Tide Center. Our target for this fundraiser, which runs through the end of the month, is $50,000. All of Tide's programs are offered to participants at no cost. And every dollar donated helps us to continue impacting the lives of underserved residents throughout this community. Amen? So our donations are going to help the community. You can make your donation via Turning the Tide's website, www.turningthetidephilly.org. And so it's Turning the Tide Philly, all is one word, .org, or by U.S. mail by sending your donation to the church mailbox at P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. We're very excited about this upcoming season with Turning the Tide, amen, as we get more programs up and running so that we may benefit the community, amen. Next announcement, the garden. It has the 15th and 22nd. I think it's going to be more primarily the 22nd. But on these Sundays immediately following the service, First Lady Jemai is inviting all to join her in the garden. So that there's more we have to do as far as placement of soil in the flower beds. We have to finish painting some of the items back there. I think the trellis is not quite done. We have to install the irrigation system in some of the flower beds, or the beds. Finally, we must begin planting seeds and seedlings in the garden beds. So come be a part of that. The pastor preached as how the Lord is planting seeds in us. And he also taught us that we want to do the same out there and watch how the growth happens. Amen? Finally, if you have a prayer request, please visit our website, www.taylortabernacle.com. You can go to the prayer request page, or you can call the church at 215-748-4578 and leave a voicemail. And with anything where you want to reach out to the church, if you have any questions, you have questions about membership, about what Reverend Kirkland just talked about with salvation, about our operations, about giving, anything. If you're still confused, when you go to the website, there's a Contact Us tab, or again, call the church phone number. Leave a message. We will reach out to you and answer your questions. Amen? Amen. With that, I will step aside and bring back up Reverend Kirkland for our benediction.
Shout out, so glad to have my niece
here, Miss Sarah Curry, all the way from Fairmont Avenue in Philadelphia via Peachtree City, Georgia. But we're glad to have her here, as well as Brother Caleb and her friend. Amen. And so glad that they were able to join us today. Amen. And hey, I just want to throw on a little extra. You know, you preach a word like this, God gives it to you, and then it's kind of like, okay, well, what's next? What do I do now if that word was for you? And I just want to encourage us, really, from where Bishop Ford took us a few weeks ago. He gave a challenge that we would read the Bible in a year. Amen. And I tell you, when we want to know from God, that's how God speaks to us. We could talk all day, but if you want to hear from God, you go straight to His Word, and it's available to you. Amen. You can get it in print, large print. You can get the app on your phone, on your tablet. You can Google it. You can Google God's Word now. Amen. It can get to you. So get into God's Word. If you want to know, how do I get out of this lukewarm state? Amen. What do I do next? Amen. Get into His Word. Go get into that daily challenge that Bishop Ford gave us. Even if you don't get through it in a year, amen, you'll get enough. You'll get enough for where God wants to move you. Amen. So come on, let's stand, and we're going to move on into our day. Amen. Those that are with us are welcome in the garden to join us. We're going to be doing some work. Doing some things, planting seeds today or something along those lines. So praise the Lord for those who are able to stay for that. Amen. Father, we thank You on this day. We thank You on this great, grand, glorious morning that You have blessed us with. God, we thank You for fellowship that we have with You, fellowship that we have one with another. And God, we just pray right now, walk with us as we leave this place. God, walk with us and talk with us through the Holy Spirit. Father, as we go to the challenge of reading through Your Word, God, would You reveal it to us? Would You open Your Word in a way that we can understand, God? That's our prayer on today. So, Father, when we leave this place, God, we don't want to leave Your presence. Stay with us, oh God. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We'll see you, saints.